Going into 2020, the Wheat Foods Council's calendar contained a multitude of activities across the country, sharing the Wheat Foods message with athletic trainers and culinary professionals. While the pandemic has shuttered most face-to-face events, the Wheat Foods Council has successfully continued its outreach, seeking to grow domestic use of wheat and wheat foods. As a result of COVID closures, the Wheat Foods Council switched tactics by delivering its messages through social media and its website. Wheat Foods Council President Tim O'Connor explains, a series of short videos has been tremendously effective.
And these videos run the gamut from our experts to infographics to all kinds of things, content from our member organizations. There's a wide array of them. What we found is tremendous success in reaching our core targets. As of last week, we're at 1,918,000 views of these videos, and it continues to climb at about 100,000 views a week.
As many as 15 of the videos have been viewed more than 50,000 times, with about half of those at 100,000 plus views. The most popular video to date uses infographics showing where our wheat comes from.
And it shows the breadth of the wheat industry, all the states that produce wheat and the different types of wheat that are grown across the country. And then the other top videos range from nutritional expertise about the role of nutrition in athletics and performance. There are recipes. There is interesting little fun one about pronouncing the names of French pastries.
Visit wheatfoods.org to access and view these interesting videos. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.